Good day, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Anderson Healy Show, the Sun Devil Radio Network's weekly broadcast that brings you all the latest news from Arizona State University's Sun Devil Athletics. The Anderson Healy Show is presented by your Arizona Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. Hi, everybody. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of Sun Devil football, men's basketball, and baseball, and your host for this week's show. And with me, as always, Arizona State Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. Good day to you, Ray. Another busy week in the books for Sun Devil Athletics.
To be sure, Tim. Good day to you and to all of our Sun Devil fans. Yes, it's been a busy week. Lots to talk about, so let's get after it.
Let's get to it. Among the headlines in Sun Devil Athletics this week, a third place NCAA regional finish for women's gymnastics, a Pac-12 Player of the Month award for a Sun Devil women's golf All-American, a Pac-12 series win in ASU softball, and two Sun Devil wrestlers, one past and one present, wrestle their way onto Team USA. In addition, we have a special guest joining us on this week's show as Sun Devil head men's golf coach Matt Thurmond will drop by for a visit to update us on his team. But we begin the week with news of an historic bounce-back win for the Arizona State women's soccer program after a heartbreaking 2-1 double overtime loss to California at Sun Devil Stadium last Thursday. Arizona State rebounded in grand fashion on Easter Sunday, a 2-0 shutout of defending national champion Stanford at Sun Devil Stadium. Goals by Jasmine Wilkinson and Ava Van Dersen gave ASU its first soccer win over Stanford since 2013 and the program's first home win over the Cardinal since 2003. A tremendous win, Ray, for Coach Graham Winkworth's program.
To be sure, Tim, and what we've seen is just consistent elevation of performance by Graham and this women's soccer team. There's belief. There is an understanding that if you believe in a discipline and you follow the culture and the expectations, great things could happen. And look what this soccer team is doing now. Defending national champion at home. After a tough loss against Cal, they didn't mope, they didn't pout, they didn't kind of woe is me. They just got back after it and beat Stanford. It was a really strong performance, and I think shows really the guts and the grit and the discipline and the belief in this team under Coach Winkworth.
Besides the goals by Jasmine Wilkinson and Ava Van Dersen, the other star of the game was goalie Julia Cascapera. She had 12 saves in the shutout win. ASU now 8-2-2 on the season, 4-2-2 in Pac-12 conference play, and Coach Winkworth's team will hit the road this week for games Friday at Utah, a 6 o'clock start Arizona time, and then a Sunday 12 noon contest at Colorado. Women's gymnastics ended its 2021 season in terrific form with an excellent performance at the NCAA Salt Lake City Regional. Arizona State finished in third place in the regional with a team score of 197.600. That's the highest postseason score in program history, and it's the ninth highest score ever in the history of Sun Devil women's gymnastics. In addition, Ray, two ASU gymnasts earned the right to compete in the upcoming NCAA championships as individuals on April 16th as senior Cairo Leonard Baker will compete in the bars, the third straight postseason in which Cairo made it to the Nationals as an individual competitor, while sophomore Hannah Scharf will go to Nationals in the all-around.
No question that Jay and Jeff Santos, what they've done with this gymnastics team in a relatively short period of time is really impressive. And think about that. Let that sink in. The best performance of all time by a women's gymnastics team in those finals. And, you know, the Pac-12 gymnastics is loaded. And so when you have Utah and UCLA, and now you got Arizona State being mentioned in that breath, it's really quite the tribute to these coaches and what they've done. And these young women and the dedication to really get better all the time. Look at Kyra Leonard Baker, 3 years in a row individually going to the NCAA postseason. So the gymnastics program, very frankly, is on the rise, and we're very proud of what they've done. But the exciting part is Jay and Jesse, Ray, we've just begun. We've just begun. This thing is sustainable, and looking forward to next year. That's pretty exciting.
Sure is. ASU's Pac-12 rival Utah and LSU were the top two team finishers at the Salt Lake City Regional. Utah won the regional and is advancing to its 45th consecutive NCAA championships. The Nationals, by the way, will be held in Fort Worth, Texas, next Friday and Saturday, April 16th and 17th. In two different ways, it was a rather stressful week for the Sun Devil women's lacrosse team. Last Friday's scheduled game at Oregon had to be canceled because of COVID-19 developments within the Sun Devil program. And then on Sunday, Coach Tim McCormick's team was able to play, but unfortunately, the team's five-game winning streak came to an end, Ray, as the Sun Devils fell at Colorado by the final score of 15-11.
Yes, we had beaten Colorado previously, and so we weren't going to surprise them playing up there. And they're a good club, so they did get us. We missed the Oregon game due to some COVID challenges in our own program. And a number of institutions and teams have had to face those challenges. But we go up to Colorado. We played a competitive game. And now we got to get back one game at a time because we still are positioned for a possible postseason berth. And that's what we're looking to do. So lacrosse has got their work cut out for them, but I'm telling you, this team is really playing well. They're disciplined under Coach McCormick, and we've got a good chance as long as we approach it one game at a time, Tim, and that's what we'll do.
The Sun Devils are now 7-3 on the season, 4-2 in Pac-12 conference play. Lacrosse will be off this weekend, and then they hit the road next weekend, they will be home next weekend to host Stanford Friday, April 16th at 1 p.m., and then host California on Sunday, April 18th, also at 1 p.m. Yet another honor has come the way of Arizona State All-American golfer Lynn Grant. This past week, Lynn was named the Pac-12 Conference Women's Golfer of the Month for the month of March. Lynn had one of the best months in Pac-12 golf history. In March, she won medalist honors in her first two tournaments of the month, beating out a combined 149 golfers to do so at both the Clover Cup and the Bruin Wave. And then Lynn had a second-place finish at the Ping ASU Invitational. And all told, in those three events, Lynn finished ahead of 40 golfers who are ranked among the nation's top 100. Quite a month, Ray, for a Sun Devil golfing great.
Well, there's no question. Lynn Grant is just phenomenal. At the game, equally important. She's just a phenomenal, tremendous student athlete and human being overall. So very proud of Lynn and Missy Farkay has done a great job with this program. Golfer of the month, you know, there's not too many people who are going to argue with that. And very frankly, at the end of the day, she may be golfer of the year in the nation, the way she's playing, but tremendous recognition, tremendous honor, and very well deserved.
Lynn Grant is the fourth Sun Devil to claim a Pac-12 Golfer of the Month honor in the Missy Farkay era at Arizona State. The others, Olivia Mahaffey in April of 2019, Linnea Strom in April 2016, and Monica Vaughn in February of 2016. The Sun Devil men's golf team finished in a sixth-place tie at last weekend's Augusta Haskins Award Invitational in Augusta, Georgia, finishing 6-under par for the tournament. And coming up, we'll get an update on this talented 2021 Sun Devil men's golf team from its head coach, as Matt Thurmond will join us. But first, let's take a timeout here on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
This is your time to be a part of something bigger, to be closer to the teams you love, to feel hit after hit after hit, and leave no doubt that you bleed these colors. Gila River Hotels and Casinos, Arizona's official sports headquarters, where loyalty is rewarded. We are more than sponsors. We are fans. Visit playatgila.com for more information.
DeFalco's Italian Deli and Eatery has been a valley destination for nearly 45 years. Offering up some of the best sandwiches anywhere, DeFalco's is also the place to stock up on all your items for the big game. And after another Sun Devil victory, stop by DeFalco's and enjoy gourmet pizza, pasta, and salads, all made from scratch. DeFalco's Italian Deli and Eatery, just a Sun Devil home run away from the ASU campus on Scottsdale Road, just north of McDowell. Check us out at DeFalco'sDeli.com. DeFalco's, you know you want some.
Your dollars go farther at American Furniture Warehouse. Our tax refund event gets you the best prices around on the most amazing in-stock selection. Come in and see how far your dollars go on our large selection of sofas, sectionals, love seats, recliners, and accent chairs. Style, selection, and value are priority at American Furniture Warehouse, and we love helping you get the best prices around. So come into one of our lovely showrooms or check us out online at AFW.com, a proud supporter of Sun Devil Athletics.
The Anderson Healy Show continues now on the Sun Devil Radio Network. This is your best source each week for all the latest news in Arizona State sports. Along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils, and we're glad you joined us for this week's broadcast. Coming off a sixth-place finish at the Augusta Haskins Award Invitational in Augusta, Georgia, the Sun Devil men's golf team now gets set to host its 48th annual Thunderbird Collegiate Tournament at Papago Golf Course next Friday and Saturday, April 16th and 17th. Here with us today to update us on his 2021 Sun Devil men's golf team is the program's fifth-year head coach, the 2019 Pac-12 Men's Golf Coach of the Year, Coach Matt Thurman. How have you been, Matt? Good to see you. I hope you're staying well.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I just got off the range with Kevin Yu. He was hitting beautiful seven irons out into the Papago backdrop. It's a great day.
I was going to say life's pretty good at moments like that, I would imagine. Start, if you would, by just giving us a quick synopsis of your season to date. Began in January with a win over Arizona in the first ever Copper Cup competition. And by the way, what a phenomenal idea that concept is to have that tournament. You've won a couple of tournaments since. How do you feel about your team's overall play so far this winter and spring?
Well, I feel pretty good. You know, we've played eight tournaments, and that's more than anyone else has played this spring. When our fall got canceled, we decided to just go really heavy in the spring, and we've traveled from everywhere from Hawaii to Florida and Georgia and Texas and California a couple times. So we've kind of had this attitude, hey, we'll play anywhere, anyone, and that it's going to be good for our team. You mentioned sixth place finish. That was probably our worst finish in years, and I think at times we felt like we haven't played the way we can. We've definitely pushed ourselves to the limit as far as where we've played and who we've played and how much we've played. We've won three of those eight tournaments. We're ranked still in the top 10, and we're actually, I think, really underrated.
Wow. Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute, how busy it has been for you this spring because of COVID and not having a fall schedule. How are your guys dealing with the grind of so many events condensed into the spring season? And how do you work with your golfers in terms of keeping them mentally sharp and that their mental health stays strong through all this?
Well, I think if you, if you spent some time with our boys, you would see, anyone who did, I think, would see guys that are just happy. They are doing what they love to do. And we have close relationships with each other. We know we're a part of something bigger than ourselves. We believe achievement is one of the keys to mental health. We have fun at practice every day. So all those things are kind of built into our program to where, I mean, I worry about mental health when they're not able to do that stuff. I mean, they're not, you can't really overwork these guys. They, you know, them sitting at home is where they're going to start feeling frustrated and struggling. But being out on the road together as a team, competing, that's what they love to do. So, I mean, you're going to see smiles everywhere you look around our facility these days.
That's awesome. Now, you had a couple of players that took advantage of the extra fifth year that all college student athletes are gaining because of COVID. For you as a coach, how challenging was that to navigate through last summer in terms of dealing with the players, letting them know what you had available in terms of playing slots or scholarship money for this coming season?
Yeah, that was at least gave us something interesting to really focus on in the summer. So I had three different players in the situation last year, seniors, all of which started here at ASU when I started. So I'm very close to them. And we could have, you know, substantive discussions and in-depth conversations about the possibilities. So three totally different scenarios. Blake Wagner decided, absolutely, I want to come back. He decided very quickly. Alex Del Rey took a little bit longer, but, you know, said, hey, I've graduated. I don't really want to do grad school. I'd love to be back, but it's probably my time to move on. And he made that decision, which we felt was the right decision. And then Kevin Yu, it was a little more of a tweener. You know, Kevin had, he was the number one ranked player and he was ready to turn pro and had all these opportunities. And so that was a much longer discussion and it took a couple months to work through it. He ended up deciding to come back, which we thought was the great idea. And we're so thrilled to have him back. He and Blake have provided good leadership. And now I think Kevin's in a really good position to start his pro career in June when the time comes.
Now, sophomore David Puge has burst onto the scene in the early months of this year, the Pac-12 Men's Golfer of the Month for January and February. He won medalist honors at two tournaments in the first 2 months, posted top 10 finishes in your first four events. Talk about David. What is his ceiling? And as a college golfer, can we start comparing him to a couple of recent Sun Devil greats, guys like John Rahm or even a Paul Casey?
Well, I don't want to put that on him yet, but he is so much fun to watch. You know, John played with and plays with just this massive force of energy. And David has the same type of energy. I don't know if it's a Spanish thing or what, but he plays with so much joy and passion and fire. It's just a beautiful thing to watch. And he's got the skills to go with it. He hits it straight. He's got all the types of creative shots. He's an excellent putter. And more than anything, he's a great competitor who just loves the game, loves to compete every day. I'm not surprised he started winning those tournaments early this year. I think he is a superstar player. I don't want to have to put that on him yet, but he is he's going to do a lot of things both as a Sun Devil and afterward.
Wow. What has been or who has been your biggest surprise so far in 2021?
Well, I think probably Riggs Johnston, even though it's not probably a surprise internally, but I think outside people are looking at the team and saying, wow, he's on pace to be an All-American. You know, Riggs is a sophomore from Libby, Montana, and he's always been very talented, kind of a prodigy. But still, when you're from Libby, Montana, you know, you're the best at everything. And it's just how it works for him. I mean, he was the best basketball player on his team. He's the best student. He's the best golfer. And so you don't know how that's going to be. And Riggs actually, starting the year, says, hey, I want to be the best fourth man in the country. I don't need to be the superstar this year. I want to be the best fourth man in the well, you know what? He's kind of a pretty good two or three man right now. And I'm so excited to see how he's developed. And he's starting to see it in himself, too. Like, hey, I can win. He does everything right. He's winning here like he was doing in Montana. It's pretty cool to see.
Isn't that cool for you as a coach to see guys start to believe in themselves? You know, David Puge taking his game to the next level, and now Riggs doing the same thing.
Yeah, I think that's of all the things. I think what you believe about yourself is probably the most important or powerful thing to determine what what your success and what your results are going to be is what you believe about yourself. So in recruiting, that's one thing we're looking at probably more than anything is what does he think about himself? And we've picked up on a few things that we think we can kind of decipher. I mean, everybody says, oh, I'm the hardest worker. I want to be the next Tiger Woods, or I think I'm going to be great. But you can, there's other questions and other things we can talk about that I think reveals how they really feel about themselves. And it's fun to watch them grow into that because sometimes they don't even know that they believe that much in themselves. And then when you see them start to have success, are they comfortable with it? Do they enjoy the moment? Do they hold that shot on the tee for everyone to watch? And do they like that? Or do they retreat and kind of want to, I don't know, hide from it a little bit or go back in the shadow? And like, it's a long, weird answer I'm giving you, but to see them kind of grow into themselves that way in their belief, it was always there, but hopefully the environment we have and the kind of team and their success pulls it all out of them.
Now, that's a great answer. It's a very, very interesting to hear you say that. Next week, you're going to be hosting the Thunderbird Collegiate, as we mentioned, at Papago, where you also have a terrific new practice facility. Talk about that facility and what it means to your program to have it.
Well, from a pure player development standpoint, it's great. The guys are out practicing right now. There's no shots they can't practice. An amazing wedge area, all these putting and chipping options, driving fairway. So from a game standpoint, it's great. But even more, I think, a statement about where golf is for ASU and in this community, that you would take a historic community park and a golf course and put an ASU state-of-the-art Phil Mickelson design facility right in the middle of it, front and center, and that anyone and everyone can see, and that, you know, really no expense spared to make it what it should be and what it has been. And so I just feel like it's a statement about how passionate we are about our golf here, how our expectations are high. Our players feel that when they walk down the hallway and they see painting of Phil Mickelson and John Rahm. And I mean, they know, hey, this is part of being at ASU, and they love it. And so I think the statement's all about that. I mean, everyone in this country knows about this facility. Every college player knows about this facility and wants to come check it out and practice on it if they can. And I think that's pretty cool.
It is indeed. You know, a story arc throughout this season, Matt, is the fact that, of course, Arizona State will be hosting the NCAA Men's and Women's Golf Championships for the next 3 years, starting later this spring at Greyhawk Golf Club in Scottsdale. Just talk about the meaning and the impact that has for your program.
Well, I think a little bit like I talked about with the facility, it's another statement about how serious we are about our golf here. You know, I sometimes get credit for this, and I tell my fellow coaches, like, hey, I had nothing to do with this. This was our community. This was Ray Anderson making this happen. And we're so excited for Scottsdale, Arizona, Tempe, Arizona, to be the center of the college golf universe for a few years. For 2 weeks, it's going to be on the Golf Channel. And it's hard. I mean, as a coach, I got to kind of block all that out and just say, hey, we're going to compete, because I can get thinking about all the big picture and how cool this is that I get to basically that this is happening. But for us, it's about going and playing like it's any other course and doing what we always do. I did hear yesterday, I was up at Greyhawk, that, you know, we've had a massive amount of volunteers sign up, sponsors, and people are so excited to come out and watch. So I think it's going to be a really big community event. I think people are going to love it. College golf's growing in so many ways, and we're at the very center of it.
I would have to think it's a huge motivator for your guys, too, because how thrilling would it be for them to go chasing a team national championship right in their own backyard?
It's incredibly motivating, and at the same time, it's an immense pressure, you know? And so managing that as a team is, and I don't know that we have it right. I mean, we'll see. We had our theories and how we're approaching it. We're not afraid to talk about that we want to win a national championship or that's what we're pursuing. But our guys, pretty much every day, someone talks to them about, hey, you're hosting at Greyhawk. You guys should be the favorites to win it. And, you know, that's a lot to put on some college kids. So in a way, I think it's good, you know, like going back to where we were, that we've, you know, not won everything this year, because we can actually claim we're a little under the radar.
There you go. Now, of course, we're thinking in terms of that national championship and the NCAA championships at Greyhawk. But when he was the head men's golf coach at Arizona State, our friend, the late Randy Lyne, always set a huge precedent with the Pac-12 championships. And you won that title when you were the head men's golf coach at the University of Washington. How important, Matt, is that championship in establishing Arizona State as the dominant men's golf program in the West?
I mean, oh, this must be a question written by Doug Tamro. He knows how much I want to win the Pac-12 championship. He knows I want to. I mean, Randy and his team won it 6 straight years, and that's hard to do. The Pac-12 is really good, but I mean, I don't want to say I care more about the Pac-12 championship than the national championship, but I really, really care a lot about the Pac-12 championship. And this year we're playing at Mayakama in Northern California. We don't know the course. Incidentally, last time we won the Pac-12 championship was 2008, when Cal was also hosting at the Metal Club. That's too long. That's just way too long. And it's time for us. But again, that just adds, me saying those things is adding so much pressure. And, you know, we're the best team in the conference. But there's other good teams too, and they're going to play just as hard as we are. So, we're excited to go compete. We think we can win. We've put ourselves in position. We've worked hard to do so, and hopefully we can bring it and play to our ability.
Your ASU golf coaching colleague and our good friend, Missy Farkay, of course, currently coaching her highly ranked Sun Devil women's golf team while undergoing chemo treatments in her battle against colon cancer. What are your observations, knowing her as well as you do, about how Missy is dealing with her challenges? And talk about the bonds that exist between your program and hers. I know you share the same facility. A lot of your players and Missy's players live in the same apartment complexes. There's really a special connection between the two programs, isn't there?
Yeah, first of all, she's just been amazing. I mean, the one thing you know about Missy, if you know her at all, is she is one tough lady, and she is so impressive as far as being able to withstand some suffering and pain and, you know, get through it. She is tough, and she will overcome anything, and she's doing that. It's a unique relationship. In fact, when I was interviewing with Ray originally, and I've said this a couple times, but it was like the first question he asked me. He wanted to know how well I would get along with the women's coach and how much I cared about the women's program. And you don't see that at a lot of places. There's often animosity between the two programs because they're trying to fight for resources and supremacy or whatever. But at ASU, it's different. Like, these programs are the closest of friends and best of supporters. The fact that Ray asked that question really impressed me, because I think that's really important. And I think Missy would say that the men's team has been their biggest supporters, and we feel the same way, them toward us. And it's a special thing. We make each other better. I mean, look at it. We're both ranked in the top 10 right now and have been for a long time. I think I saw the other day there's three schools that have both a men's and women's team ranked in the top 10. That's not very many. And we're one of them.
Yeah. It's always been so impressive to see the synergy, I think, that exists between the men's and women's programs at Arizona State. My final question would be maybe a two-parter. What's it like for you to wake up on Sunday mornings and see yet another Arizona State alum with a chance to win a PGA tournament? And who's your favorite Sun Devil this weekend at the Masters?
Well, I love watching the weekends when there's Sun Devils in the hunt. And I actually have some of my former players from Washington that I enjoy watching too, that are still my close friends. So the weekends are so exciting, and it's not just for me. I mean, our players follow all that closely. These are their heroes and their friends, really. I mean, those guys come around the facility and they know them. So to see Paul Casey win recently, Matt Jones won recently, John and Kelly, they had their baby this week. Our guys are excited for them. You know, even Pat Perez has played well, Grayson Murray, Ches Reavie, and Phil Mickelson this week. it could, you know, he's going for number four. He can do it. We all believe that. So it's really fun to watch these guys. My pick for the week, you know, when life gets put in perspective like it has this week for John, sometimes you loosen up and just play, you know, play at a different level and an inspired level. And so I'm saying John Rahm's the guy this week.
Wouldn't that be something if he could win one for his newborn, huh?
That would be cool.
That would be cool indeed. This has been cool, Matt. It's been so great to catch up with you and visit with you. Best of luck to you and your team the rest of the way. And here's our hope that you'll be chasing a championship at Greyhawk later this spring.
Thank you so much, Ron. Great to talk with you guys.
Sun Devil men's golf coach Matt Thurmond has been our guest this week here on the Anderson Healy Show. Ray will rejoin me with updates from ASU's Diamond Devils as well as from wrestling and track and field. All that will follow this break here on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Your local Sprouts Farmers Market is home to the most delicious fresh fruits and veggies nature has to offer. Our promise is to provide the best in fresh, good-for-you groceries that your family can enjoy at every meal. With a wide selection of quality meats, fresh produce, and healthy treats, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner table sprouts to life. And your taste buds will too. Visit your local Sprouts Farmers Market or learn more at sprouts.com today. Sprouts, where goodness grows.
You are the barbecue boss, the sultan of spatula. And upon the first bite of Whataburger's barbecue bacon burger, you think, hey, I can make this. Your barbecue sauce might not be as smoky, and you probably wouldn't put both smoked cheddar and Monterey Jack on it. And you... Wait, is that bacon? Good thing there's room for more than one poobah of the pit. Good thing there's the limited-time barbecue bacon burger at Whataburger.
Tim Hulvick here. You know, I always promised myself if I ever owned my own Ford dealership, I'd run it with common sense, I'd hire some really awesome people, and I'd treat all of our customers like great friends. And I'd always be a super supporter of Arizona State University. That's how I do it. I call my dealership Santan Ford, and we're in Gilbert. It's where the Sun Devils go. See you here.
We are Santan Ford, proud partners of the Arizona State University Sun Devils.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
We welcome you back to the Anderson Healy Show here on the Sun Devil Radio Network. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of ASU Athletics and your host for our weekly show. Arizona State Vice President for University Athletics Ray Anderson rejoins me now. The Sun Devils dropped 3 out of 4 in baseball to arch-rival Arizona over the past week, giving the U of A the Territorial Cup point in baseball for the 2021 season. Now, in the 3-game Pac-12 series that concluded this past Saturday at Phoenix Municipal Stadium, the Sun Devils dropped 2 out of 3, but won the finale of the series, a thrilling 3-2 victory after 2 tough losses to the Wildcats. In those defeats, Ray, ASU led 5-4 entering the 7th inning of Thursday night series opener before allowing 6 unearned runs in the 7th that enabled the Wildcats to win 10-5. And then on Friday night, it was a 6-4 Sun Devil lead going into the 8th inning before Arizona rallied for 3 runs despite hitting only 1 ball out of the infield to win 7-6. As Tracy Smith will tell you, it's just a matter of the fine details of the game, ironing those out. And that's all that separated ASU from a possible sweep last weekend.
Well, you know, the details, particularly in the nuances in baseball, that can happen. So that, you know, you're going against a really offensive juggernaut in Arizona. I think they were leading the country offensively. So you can't make mistakes defensively. And when you get your chance offensively, you have to put it out there. And you certainly can't come with any pitching that's less than stellar. And those things didn't happen for us in that series. That's just the way it is. But that's the beauty of baseball. Sometimes that happens. You get some bad luck, like your foot getting caught in the fence and a guy gets an inside the park home run because you can't release yourself to go retrieve the ball. Those are just the quirks that happen to you. So you just pick up and you go to the next game. And so they've gotten us 3 out of 4, disappointing. But, you know, they're a good club. We're down in our pitching. We're down a little bit on our luck, but that's just too bad, as they say. Next man up, whoever has to play has to play. And hopefully you get that series behind you and certainly get Tuesday's thrashing down there behind you and move on to the next series, because there's a lot of baseball left to be played. And this young team is maturing. And at the end of it, they will be fine. But, yeah, it was a disappointing weekend against the team down south.
But as you point out, the Sun Devils, about a third of the way through the Pac-12 schedule, are still, excuse me, very much in the mix. They're only 2 games out of first place in the conference as they head to Seattle for a 3-game series this weekend against the Washington Huskies. Games will be played Friday night at 7, Saturday evening at 5, and then a 12 noon start on Sunday. The other Diamond Devils are coming off a second straight Pac-12 series win. Coach Tricia Ford's 14th-ranked ASU softball team took 2 out of 3 at Utah on Easter weekend, winning by scores of 9-1 and 3-1, sandwiched around a 6-4 setback to the Utes. ASU Ray has now won 10 of the last 11 head-to-head softball meetings against Utah.
Yes, and Utah is a tough team, but we're apparently a lot tougher, at least as indicated by the wins this year. But Trish Ford's got a team that is offensively, they're just knocking the cover off the ball. Let's face it, the pitching is solid, the defense is solid enough, and so if we keep this pace up, we'll be there at the end, vying for an opportunity to go to the postseason and make some noise. I do believe that firmly. She's got this team playing very well, Coach Ford, and they will hit the softball team. Let's just face it, they'll score some runs.
Well, here's some proof of your point, Ray, talking about knocking the cover off the ball. This past Tuesday, Sun Devil softball had a midweek game, and it turned out to be a game for the record books at home against crosstown rival Grand Canyon University. ASU won the game by the final score of 21-0, and in the game had a 13-run second inning. That's the highest scoring inning in program history, and it was 1 run shy of being or tying the highest scoring run in NCAA history. ASU also tied a school record with 7 doubles in that game, Ray, while the 21 total runs scored were 3 short of the program record of 24.
Yeah, no question. An offensive explosion like very few of us have seen. That ends up in a 21-0 football shutout score. Yes, can we hit the ball? No question. Can we intimidate opponents? No question. That was our first time playing Grand Canyon. Hopefully it won't be the last. Hopefully they will not shy away from playing us in the future, because it's a good crosstown event for folks. They'll be more competitive going forward, but there's no question this team is stellar when it comes to getting in the batter's box, and it certainly showed the other night. And so you get 18 runs in the first 2 innings. I think we may have shown some mercy in not scoring more than the 21, and I'm fine with that, to be sure.
Next up for softball, a 4-game home series against the Stanford Cardinal, with 3 of the games counting in the Pac-12 conference standings. Games will be 6:30 p.m. Friday, a Saturday doubleheader with games at 2 and 5 o'clock, and then a Sunday finale at 12 noon. Congratulations to current Sun Devil heavyweight wrestler Colton Schultz and to former Arizona State wrestling great Saheed Valencia, both of whom earned spots on the 2021 USA National Wrestling Team in their respective weight classes by virtue of their performances at the U.S. Olympic Team Trials in Fort Worth, Texas. They will represent Team USA at various tournaments around the world in the upcoming year, as well as take part in a rigorous training program. It's Saheed Valencia's 3rd year as a U.S. National Team wrestler, And for Colton Schultz-Rea, it'll be his second appearance on Team USA.
Yeah, great performances by Zahid and Colton, and great representation from the Arizona State Wrestling Program. So proud of both of those guys, Zahid, who has graduated and moved on, and Colton, who's a freshman this year but on the second time on the national team. And just think, we've got him here for three more years, I believe. So should be fun watching him grow up, as they say. But congratulations to both Zahid and Colton for their national team selection.
Now, only the number one wrestler in each weight class gets to compete at the 2021 Tokyo Olympics. Colton Schultz finished second in the 130-kilogram Greco-Roman weight class. Zahid Valencia finished third in the 86-kilogram men's freestyle class. They will now serve as training partners for the, for the number one wrestler in their respective weight classes. ASU athletes posted 19 new personal records and 12 first-place finishes this past Saturday at the Grand Canyon University Invitational in Phoenix. Sun Devils earned 4 running victories, 6 throwing wins, and 2 jumping victories in the meet. Among the headliners, senior Josephine Anoki had a personal best in winning the 400 meters in a time of 53.55 seconds, while Jorinda Van Klinken posted personal bests in winning both the discus and the shot put. In the discus, her toss was 192 feet 11 inches. In the shot put, a toss of 17.64 meters. More impressive work, Ray, by ASU track and field student athletes.
To be sure, Coach Miller, Coach Blutrick, they've got this team humming. And it's nice to see across the events things happening positively. So the throws, the sprints, the jumps, we're making progress, and that was a tremendous performance by a lot of our student athletes with Arsenal best in the local meet. That was fun to do it locally too, so folks get a chance to see and appreciate our track and field student athletes. But the program under Dion Miller, Coach Miller, is coming along fast, Tim, and I think we've got some really positive days ahead of us in the very near future.
Next up for track and field, the two-day Gym Click Shootout hosted by the University of Arizona. It'll be held in Tucson this Thursday and Friday, April 8th and 9th. Ray and I will return with some closing notes when the Anderson Healy Show winds down after this timeout here on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford Tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
At Chick-fil-A, we know a little thing like staying in can make a big difference. That's why it's our pleasure to come to you. Get all your Chick-fil-A favorites directly from our door to yours. Just open the Chick-fil-A app and select Chick-fil-A University at Mill. Choose the option for delivery and order your meal. Then a Chick-fil-A team member will personally deliver your order. It's that simple and just a tap away. So try Chick-fil-A delivery today. We look forward to serving you. And in the meantime, let's all take good care of each other. Chick-fil-A delivery is available for a limited time at participating locations.
Termites are silent destroyers. They can tunnel through homes for years without a peep. Unless you've invited Truly Nolan to chase down and eliminate the problem. Truly Nolan's above and below ground treatments have been keeping homes termite free for more than 80 years. Matter of fact, we believe our total termite protection plan is the most effective plan of its kind in the country. When Truly Nolan has termites in their sights, there's no escape. Schedule your free inspection and get $100 off termite control by going to trulynolan.com or call 800-GO-TRULY.
Circle K says, ASU fans, do like Sparky. Stop by your local Circle K to refill your tank. Circle K stores offer many drink options in a Polar Pop foam cup starting at 79 cents. Guaranteed to keep your drink cold longer. Circle K is also home to a large assortment of Circle K favorite snacks from chips and nuts to candy. All great quality with a great price. Stop by your local Circle K and check it out. Forks up!
We We're nearing the finish line of this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show on the Sun Devil Radio Network. I'm Tim Healy, along with ASU Athletic Director Ray Anderson, and we thank you for joining us this week. Speaking of nearing the finish line, Sun Devil Volleyball crossed the finish line of its 2021 season this past weekend as Coach Tanya Tomasevich's team split a pair of home matches against 16th-ranked Oregon. ASU's five-set victory over the Ducks on Thursday was the Sun Devils' second over a top 25-ranked opponent this season. Overall, Arizona State finished the volleyball season with a record of 6-14, but Ray, after a 1-10 start, Sonya's team really improved, winning five of their last nine matches, including Thursday's takedown of 16th-ranked Oregon.
Yes, no question, Tim, and it's a young team still learning with a relatively newer head coach, new focus, new discipline. But the thing we talked about early is even when they were not winning in the win column, they were competitive. And then they kind of got on a roll, got it together, and then you end up toward the end playing well enough to beat 16th-ranked Oregon. And so you see that kind of progress in the program, and that's what we've talked about with some of our young coaches, that the wins will come, particularly in a situation where we've had to change the culture and kind of how you approach the game. And Sonya's done a nice job of that with a younger team. And I think we're going to get better going forward. But beating Oregon certainly was a wake-up call for the Pac-12 powerhouses that don't fall asleep on Arizona State, because they're building, they're working, and they're in just a good direction.
Also, another volleyball note for you. Sun Devil Marta Levinska was named the Pac-12 Freshman of the Week for the final week of the regular season. Marta matched a season high with 20 kills and added 11 digs in that five-set victory over number 16 Oregon. It was her fourth double-double of the season. Marta, clearly one of the building blocks, Ray, of Sonya's improving program.
No question about it, and there are more to come, Tim. So Sonya's got to be excited about the way forward, like we'll do with all of our coaches. We'll sit and do a end-of-season review, talk about the things we really need to focus on to get better going forward, to better serve our student-athletes across the board, and we'll go through that exercise with Sonya with the intent to just keep getting better.
Now to volleyball of the sand version. After a week off, Sun Devil Beach Volleyball returns to action this week, hosting the Pac-12 North Invitational this Saturday and Sunday, April 10th and 11th, with the matches to take place at Grand Canyon University's sand courts. ASU will play UCLA and California on Saturday, Washington and USC on Sunday. And three of those four teams, Ray, are ranked in the national top 10.
In beach volleyball on the West Coast, that's what you're going to find. And so it's a very competitive environment. We're doing the best we can. We've got some work to do. I don't think there's any question about it. But it's nice to be in the strongest division, frankly, in the country. And you would expect that being a West Coast beach volleyball scenario. So it's going to be a rugged weekend. Hopefully we'll be able to compete and come away with some good wins, Tim.
Now on to women's tennis. The Sun Devil women's tennis team lost twice at home last week to number 10 UCLA 4-3 and to USC 5-4. Three matches left for the women's tennis team, two of them taking place this weekend. They will host Utah Friday at 1:30 at the Whiteman Tennis Center, and then Colorado visits on Saturday in a match that will begin at 11 a.m. And then the Sun Devils will close out the season next week, Saturday, April 17th at Arizona. Ray, what's your sense as of right now as to the chances of Coach Sheila McInerney's team making the NCAA tournament for a remarkable 33rd consecutive time?
Oh, I think the chances are very solid. But you got to take care of business, very frankly, in the next three matches to really get to a comfort level where you can sleep completely through the night. Right now you can't sleep completely through the night because there's some work to be done. And, you know, all those teams come to play and compete. So there's no taking anything for granted. You got three tough matches ahead. If we take all three, I think we'll make the tournament draw, Tim. But we need to keep that streak alive. I know that pressure and that pride is there. So I think Sheila and the women will come through for us.
Meanwhile, on the men's side, the number 23 Sun Devil men's tennis team lost its only match last week, 4-3 at Stanford. The Sun Devils now in a little bit of a skid. They've lost three matches in a row, two remaining in their regular season. This Friday, April 9th at Utah, an 11 a.m. start. And then next Saturday, April 17th, the men's tennis team with their Territorial Cup match against arch rival Arizona. That will take place at the Whiteman Tennis Center. And that, of course, will be a big one, as it always is, right?
Always is. And, you know, they're slice of Pac-12 men's tennis schedule is no easy voyage, that's for sure. And so they've had a little bit of a skid, but just like the ladies, you got to turn it around one match at a time, get these three coming up, and certainly that last one against Arizona. Is always very important to us. So I've got a lot of faith in Matt Hill and the men's tennis team. But the finish will be strong. We'll have to finish strong, both in the men's and the women's, to get ourselves into the postseason, that's for sure.
Finally this week, with the college basketball season now over, how about a shout-out to the Pac-12 Conference for its magnificent showing in both the men's and women's NCAA tournaments this spring. The men placed four Pac-12 teams in the Sweet 16. Three of them, UCLA, USC, and Oregon State, advanced to the Elite Eight, and UCLA advanced to the Final Four, in which it played in one of the all-time great Final Four games in that dramatic overtime loss to Gonzaga in the national semifinals last Saturday. Meanwhile, the women had an all Pac-12 national championship game for the first time ever, with your alma mater, Ray, the Stanford Cardinal, edging Arizona to claim Stanford's first women's basketball national title since 1992. In your opinion, what has this past month meant for the Pac-12 and residually for your men's and women's programs at Arizona State to see the conference excel to that degree on the national stage?
Well, it was really important. We had our athletic directors meeting today, as a matter of fact, with the conference office, and we were certainly congratulating Stanford and Arizona on the men's side in particular, and the teams that advanced on the men's side, because it was a wake-up call to the rest of the nation to don't forget the Pac-12. You know, there's this thing that there's an East Coast bias in the media and others that cover. And we kind of get lost because we're in that time zone out west. And so not as many people see us or cover us or actually believe. But they believe now, certainly in basketball, on the women's side, it's always had a pretty good recognition. But now made it very clear that you better look out. Pac-12 is real, always has been, and now you can't ignore them. Same thing on the men's side. Phenomenal performance, and certainly that game, UCLA and Gonzaga, woke everybody up. I think it sapped Gonzaga of any energy going into the Baylor game, personally. Not an "I told you so" discussion for us, but I hope they recognize now that they can't take us for granted and dismiss us because we're out here on the West Coast in a unfavorable time zone. It was a lot of fun to see both the men and the women get the attention of the nation in such a dramatic fashion, Tim.
And hopefully next year, Arizona State's men's and women's teams will be right in the middle of more success for the Pac-12. And certainly you have to be confident in that area, Ray. Charlie Turner Thorne's team was very young this year. They get an added year of experience. And Bobby Hurley is going about the process of reconfiguring his roster in hopes of making his club more competitive a year from now.
Indeed, Tim. And so that was the last part of your question to me. What do I think? I think exactly that there's a belief and a recognition that, you know, we played well against those teams. You know, Charlie and our women beat Arizona in our final game against them. And to see that and then recognize that, there's no question we are competitive on both the men's and women's side. And with some growing up and maturity and more experience in our women's squad, you have to look very positively going forward. And with the men taking a step back, kind of looking at themselves, determining if we need to restructure a little bit, kind of change our overall system and emphasis. If we're able to do that successfully by, in fact, you know, taking advantage of these big guys that we have coming in and mixing it in a little bit more, we got a chance. And so that's the excitement in both the men's and the women, is that we can compete in the Pac-12, which means we can compete nationally with anybody. And we've shown that in the past few years anyway. That's why we beat Kansas. And that's why the women just beat Arizona a few weeks ago. So we can compete in the conference and nationally, and we're looking forward to being able to show that.
And with that, we bring to a close this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show, presented by your Arizona Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. We thank our special guest on this week's show, Sun Devil head men's golf coach Matt Thurman, for joining us. Also, want to thank our show producer, Arizona State Senior Associate Athletic Director Mark Brand. Thanks as well to our terrific engineer producer, Sean Crespin, from the Sun Devil Radio Network for his technical expertise. And thanks as well to our dear friend, Kim Nelson, from Sun Devil Athletics, our show scheduler. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Anderson Healy Show, and we hope you'll join us. Ray, always great to visit with you. We'll talk to you a week from now.
Always a pleasure, Tim. And to all of our Sun Devil fans, appreciate all your support for all of our sports. The spring will be fun. And as we say, enjoy it and go Devils.
Go Devils. Till next time, for Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. Thanks for listening to the Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, Sun Devils fans. This is Ron. I work at Johnsonville Sausage and have a quick public service announcement. Please be careful with those pitchforks. Our family-owned company has been making Johnsonville sausages since 1945. Our golden rule? Never, ever pierce a brat on your tailgate grill. Use tongs instead if you want to keep those juices inside. By all means, plant Sparky's fork in the end zone. Just don't pitchfork the sausage. That's a tailgate tip made the Johnsonville way.
Whatever the world looks like, however you choose to learn, Arizona State University's immersive education is here. With in-person classes on campus, live classes delivered digitally through ASU Sync, and online degrees for flexible learning from ASU Online. Find the mode that fits your life at the university ranked number one in innovation by U.S. News & World Report, ASU. Learn to thrive here. Learn more at asu.edu.
Skip the third-party fees and order your favorite food directly from Financia's. You can order online at financias.com or with our mobile app. Download the Financia's app to see our special offers and deals, save your favorites, pre-order our famous slice specials, even schedule your order for a future date. And, like always, it's very delicious, very Financia's. Financia's Pizzeria, a family tradition.